This year, we are seeing the rise of industry whistleblowers, industry insiders who have had enough of the industry's evil ways. For the first time ever, the public is being told the truth about what's really going on in Hollywood, and it's causing a massive problem for those who rule it. We are now seeing Hollywood trying to protect its secrets by attempting to silence those who are speaking out. This is exactly what they're doing to Jaguar Wright, who for the last few years have been calling out names left and right. While the industry attempted to ignore Jaguar for the last few years, last week it came to a point where it just couldn't be done anymore. Now, they're using the media to discredit her and shut her up. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Hollywood trying to silence Jaguar Wright. Let's get right into it. For a few years now, Jaguar Wright has been calling out names in the industry that have been up to no good. While the world is now pointing fingers at Diddy for all the evil he has been up to for years, just last year, the fans refused to believe the same exact accusations that people like myself and Jaguar were saying about Diddy. When Jaguar called out Diddy for being behind many deaths in the industry, no one believed it. When Jaguar told the world that Diddy was a monster who was abusing women, no one believed it either. When she said Diddy was taking advantage of artists in the industry, male and female, no one believed that as well. The fans called anyone exposing Diddy a hater, even when the evidence was right in the open. It wasn't until the mainstream media repeated what Jag and even I was saying that the masses took these accusations seriously. This is because the masses have been conditioned to only believe the mainstream media. Anything independent media like myself states is just a conspiracy theory, but when what we say is proven to be true, more often than not, we don't get any credit for it. Thankfully, Jaguar Wright has been getting the credit she deserves for standing up to the powerful men in the industry and exposing the truth. Most people take what Jaguar is doing for granted, not knowing that there are real consequences attached to her revealing the truth. At any moment, she could be sued or even worse, taken out for her bravery. She is putting a lot on the line, and as she's getting all this attention, things are only going to get more dangerous for her. While I don't agree with everything Jaguar states in her interviews, I can say that a lot of what she states seems to be the truth after I investigate it. Most people look at Jag as just another person talking about the industry. That's not the case. Jaguar is actually an industry insider. She was at one point signed to a major record label and was a professional artist. She actually worked with people she is currently exposing. She has been in the same rooms as Diddy and has seen his parties. She saw what he was up to and has been exposing him for it. Just about everything Jag said about Diddy for the last few years has already been proven true. It's the reason why people's perspective have started to change when it comes to Jaguar. Just like Jag worked with Diddy, she also worked with Jay-Z. She isn't just talking about Jay-Z without knowing him. She knows him because she actually worked with him. Jaguar worked on Jay-Z's Unplugged album and was the backup vocalist for the entire album. Her and Jay-Z actually performed this entire album live, and there's videos proving this.
I bet Jaguar, she's pretty amazing.
Yeah, her voice is incredible, right? Yeah, she's just she's going through so many different songs with me. That's not the same person. You know what I'm saying? All those songs are different people at different times that she's keeping up with. All the different voices and sounding beautiful in each one, so doing a great job.
So if you think Jaguar has no idea about what she's talking about when it comes to Jay, think again. She's speaking from her experience, and I believe a good amount of what she states is true. For years, Jag called Jay-Z and Diddy out, and people laughed her out the building. They called her crazy and a hater. After Diddy's allegations and eventual arrest, all that changed. Now she's looked at as a courageous woman who is risking it all to expose the industry. One thing many people wondered was why was she being allowed to say all these things unchecked? Well, it's because Jag wasn't saying these things on a mainstream platform. She was saying these things on independent platforms like Real Life Street Stars, where she has done most of her interviews. While the platform does have a large number of subscribers, they're still not considered mainstream media. Those in the industry weren't worried about what she had to say because it wasn't crossing over to mainstream media. But last week, when Jag was invited onto the Piers Morgan show, all of that changed overnight. For years, Jag was exposing these monsters and was never sued or ordered to stop. It seemed like the people she was talking about crowd just chose to ignore her, expecting people to either not believe her or eventually stop listening to her. That all changed the moment she exposed them on a mainstream platform. When Jag went on Piers Morgan to talk about Diddy, she took the opportunity to call out more than just Diddy. This wasn't a part of the plan, and you can see it by Pierce's reaction. Like I said before, Hollywood is sacrificing Diddy so that he can take all the responsibility for the evil of Hollywood. All of the media has turned on Diddy because the elite turned on him. Now the media is making Diddy the enemy, no longer protecting him. That's why Pierce invited Jag onto his show, because he wanted her to talk down on Diddy, further pushing this narrative that he is a monster. Pierce obviously wasn't expecting Jag to call out other names, and as we saw, he really didn't like it too much. While Jag had the platform, she took the opportunity to call out other monsters like Jay-Z and Beyonce in particular. When Jag said that about Jay and Beyonce, Pierce not only tried to change the subject by asking about Kim Porter in the middle of the conversation, but also told Jag essentially to cut it out by telling her Jay and Beyonce weren't there to defend themselves. Which was actually ridiculous, because he invited Jag onto his platform to talk bad about Diddy, who also wasn't there to defend himself.
I don't know why there's no vindication for me, because for 4 years, I've been screaming, not just Diddy, but Diddy and Jay-Z are monsters. And the Vic-making machine kept going on.
Jay-Z has been notable by his silence since these charges brought against Diddy. Why do you think that is?
Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Robert Kelly, Sean Combs have one person in common, professionally and privately, Sean Carter.
How many victims potentially do you think?
Thousands. Thousands. I've talked to hundreds that I deal with still myself. I have 3 victims right now who are willing to give testimony about not only what Mr. Carter has done to them, but his wife as well. They're a nasty little couple. They do nasty things.
What do you think happened with Kim?
Keeping people against their will, putting people on planes while they're unconscious, just like Aaliyah got on that plane, unconscious. There's a lot of things that people don't want to talk about, Pierce.
Like I said, Jay-Z and Beyonce are not here, unfortunately, to respond to that.
I know.
As you saw for yourself, Pierce didn't want Jag talking about anyone besides Diddy, the monster Hollywood selected to sacrifice. When she mentioned Jay, she got pushback immediately from Pierce. That's not what Pierce wanted from her. He wanted her to further paint Diddy as the monster, because that's the agenda. We all know Diddy is a monster, but there are many others just like him. In this very interview, we saw further examples of the industry attempting to silence Jaguar when it came to Jay-Z and Beyonce. Vlad was also in that interview, and the first thing the Freemason puppet did was state that he couldn't co-sign anything that Jaguar said and called her a crazy conspiracy theorist, even though everything that Jag has said in the past about Diddy was true.
To Vlad TV, DJ Vlad. DJ Vlad, I mean, pretty horrifying listening to these testimonies. What did you make of what you just heard?
Well... Jaguar Wright is known to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't really co-sign anything that she says. I've never had her on my show. I don't have any plans to have her on my show.
You don't believe her?
She's got an album in 20 years, and a lot of this stuff is just stuff she's heard, things she's making up, and so forth. I'm not saying that there aren't serious things that Diddy may have done, but yeah, I can't co-sign anything that Jaguar Wright is saying, if that's your question.
As you heard for yourself, Vlad immediately stepped in to attempt to silence Jaguar Wright. He did this because he's protecting his own. Jay-Z is a Freemason, and so is Vlad. I actually made a full video exposing Vlad, as he admitted in one of his own interviews with Godfrey and Jamar that he was a Freemason. I had to take this video down because Vlad likes to illegally copyright claim anyone who uses his interviews, even if it's fair use.
Mason in America.
Scottish Rite.
Do not accept
the Freemasons.
That's a Scottish Rite. Do not accept the Black Masons or acknowledge them until 1993.
Prince Paul, yeah.
For a long time, they weren't allowed here in America of the White Masons. Of the Masons here.
I should join the Freemasons at one point.
Are you a rare Mason?
Yeah, but joined, but then I never really followed up after that. Joined, and then, everyone, the guy that brought me in, the lodge was full of, 80, 90-year-olds. It was just kind of like I couldn't really. I kind of fell off. I guess I'm technically one, but,
Do you do the shake and stuff? Do the handshake?
I didn't get that far.
Damn.
But I got sworn in.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I just did that.
You didn't have to pay out, then you just got sworn in?
I just got sworn in.
I thought you had to go through a ritual.
I went through the initiation ritual. Okay. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this or not.
It's the shock of entry.
I remember there was a whole thing they read.
In the video, Vlad admits he's a Mason, so it's no surprise he is trying to discredit Jag. A couple of days after Jag did the interview with Pierce, the attack on her credibility started. First, Pierce addressed Jaguar's claims on his show on another episode, claiming that he had received a cease and desist notice from Jay-Z's lawyers, threatening legal action if he didn't remove that part of the interview out. Pierce not only complied, but went on to issue a public apology to Jay and Beyonce for what Jag said.
The shocking allegations leveled at Sean Diddy Combs have burst the floodgates on salacious claims about an industry many people believe harbored a monster. Understandably, the internet's ablaze with claims about these events and whether other powerful figures were involved too. Well, last week I interviewed Jaguar Wright, singer-songwriter who's made claims about Diddy for years. Those claims had already received a lot of attention in the media, many platforms, for many years. That's the thing about platforms. The reality of the modern world is that pretty much everyone has a platform as long as they have something to say that other people want to hear. That's why we invited her on to be interviewed. The people making these claims have an audience with or without shows like mine. Well, Jaguar Wright unexpectedly made several serious allegations about Jay-Z and Beyonce during that interview. As I said in the moment, they were not present to respond or defend themselves. But now they have. Their lawyers contacted us to say that those claims were totally false and have no basis in fact, and we've therefore complied with a legal request to cut them from the original interview. Editing interviews is not something we do lightly at a show called Uncensored. But, like the proverbial cries of fire in a crowded theatre, there are legal limits on us too. And we apologise to Jay-Z and Beyonce.
This was very interesting and very important. Notice how the entire time Jag has been saying these exact same things on other smaller platforms and nothing happened to her. It's not because Jay-Z didn't hear about it. I'm pretty sure he knew Jag was exposing him. He sent this because Pierce is looked at as mainstream traditional media. He's reaching a mainstream audience, not the independent crowds that Jag normally talks to. This could definitely hurt Jay's reputation and public image that he wants mainstream America to buy into. Now, Vlad wasn't the only person who came out to discredit Jag's claims. The journalist Teray also spoke out against Jaguar Wright using the same terminology, calling her a mentally ill conspiracy theorist.
So we have come to the end of the Jaguar Wright sideshow. No serious media organization will have her on after what happened at Piers Morgan. Pierce is a hack, and he showed that in this situation, mainstreaming, platforming someone who has mental illness and not disclosing that, a conspiracy theorist who has no idea what she's talking about. Jaguar Wright had been living peacefully in the internet fever swamps, the conspiracy theory back alleys, where if you wanted to go way down the YouTube rabbit hole and listen to what the drunk auntie was saying off in the corner, you could find her. But she was not meant for polite company. She was never meant for serious media. Piers Morgan is not serious media. But now that Jay-Z and Beyonce's lawyer has sent a serious cease and desist letter, sending Piers to the camera to apologize like a chastened and spanked little boy who's done wrong, no one else could even consider taking Jaguar seriously and giving her an interview. It's just as well. She does not deserve to be taken seriously.
As you heard for yourself, Teray claimed Jaguar was a crazy conspiracy theorist. Right in the open, those who serve Hollywood are coming out to protect the king and queen of Hollywood. How does Teray know if what Jaguar Wright is saying about Jay-Z is false? How would he know that? The answer to that is that he doesn't. In my own investigation into Jay-Z, I feel that there's enough evidence that might suggest Jay-Z is guilty of some of the things Jag has accused him of. But now we're seeing people jump out of the woodwork to protect Jay without knowing if he's innocent or not. The same way they did for P. Diddy just 1 year ago. This proves that Hollywood protects itself no matter what. Jay and Beyonce are the kings of Hollywood, so all the puppets in the industry are going to protect them. They are now labeling Jaguar Wright a conspiracy theorist because she's exposing the truth about the king and the queen. If Jaguar had made up a lie about Diddy, no one would have pushed back on that because they chose to sacrifice Diddy. But since she spoke about Jay and Beyonce, they are trying once again to destroy her credibility. If I can talk to Jaguar, I would tell her to stay safe and to be prepared for whatever they got planned. She's putting a lot of eyes on Jay, and by doing that, she's making herself a target. Unfortunately, because she went on Piers Morgan's show, she might have made things difficult for her. God forbid, but she might start getting sued and attacked in many ways because of this. They're going to attempt to destroy her credibility and paint her as crazy. Those in controlled media love using the word conspiracy theorist to destroy a person's credibility and make them appear as crazy. The thing is, we know Jag is not crazy, as she has already proven that. It's important that we protect the truth, because if we don't, we will be protecting the lies. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.